Every once in a while, a product comes along that changes everything, and that product is Aura.
Aura is an easy-to-use app that includes everything families need to protect their identities, money, passwords, devices, and more. It's really easy to set up and has everything you need, so you don't have to download 7 separate apps to get things like parental controls, antivirus, ID theft, and transaction monitoring, and more. You get everything at one affordable price.
What makes Aura different, you say? It's simple to set up. It protects against today's and tomorrow's threats. And with parental controls to let your kids explore the internet safely. Filter harmful sites, apps, and manage screen time easily. Online safety for today's digital safety. It's tech that grows with you and your family.
Browse safely, surf smartly. Aura comes packed with all the tools you need to protect you and your family from the online threats you can't see.
Our listeners will get a 14-day free trial of Aura for individuals, couples, or their family by going to aura.com/potential. That's Aura, spelled AURA.com/potential.
Once again, get your first 14-day free trial of Aura by going to aura.com/potential. Protect what's important. Proactive protection for your assets, identity, family, and tech across every device. And remember, know your potential. Reviewing the latest in movies, TV series, video games, books, and more. This is Potential Picks. Hello and welcome back to another edition of Potential Picks. I'm your host, Taylor Soquel, and joined by my friend and co-host, Chris Stewart. But he's imaginary, so you can't hear him, so it's going to be a one-sided conversation as I fly solo today and review the 2024 supernatural horror film, Imaginary. This is directed and produced by Jeff Wadlow and co-produced by Jason Blum through Blumhouse Productions. Now, Blumhouse Productions has had a slew of horror films. This is just another one of the great entries I feel into their slew of films. Five Nights at Freddy's, Megan. And this is another one of those PG-13 horror films that I think allows audiences to, you know, bring some of their younger teens, younger families to enjoy, get the scare factor, but nothing too horrific that's going to blow your mind away. So this film, no spoilers here, we follow Jessica, who moves back into her childhood home with her family. Her youngest stepdaughter, Alice, finds a stuffed bear, and she names it Chauncey, and this becomes her imaginary friend. But her behavior starts to become more and more concerning. Jessica intervenes only to realize that Chauncey is much more than a stuffed toy bear she believed him to be. So when I saw all the previews for this film, I was like, okay, I really am excited about this. The concept of an imaginary friend, we all, as kids, we had imaginary friends. We talked to ourselves. We created these characters. What if that imaginary friend was actually a malevolent spirit or had ill intentions and was actually real? We just couldn't see them. So I really liked that kind of premise that we were going to get. I enjoyed the pacing of the film overall. I thought there were some really good jump scares throughout the film. I was really hoping for some more kills, more obvious ones. There's definitely a death or two, but I will say I was surprised that the body count wasn't higher and the gore count wasn't. You're going to see a little bit of blood, but nothing horrific that's going to keep you up at night and maybe ward you away from having an imaginary friend. But I thought having PG-13 a little too safe. I really think I would love to see an R-rated cut of this. You know, and I think that's what kind of holds some films back, like Megan or Five Nights at Freddy's. We need more of the horrific, you know, side of that. So that's my take. But you know, there are a lot of bad reviews there. I honestly really enjoy this. Again, when you go into a horror film, dialogue, it's not going to be something great. Is this going to break the mold in terms of films? No, it is not. Kind of clunky dialogue and kind of goofy scenarios that the characters kind of find themselves in. But overall, I like the idea of kind of the trope of fighting past trauma, repressed memories, and then fighting for the family that you love as she's kind of the stepmother
a mother figure to these characters. And it's really the main characters are these three, this woman and these two girls. And as they find out what's going on to the youngest. And so I like that there was actually a good little twist in the film. I'm not going to give that away early on, which I was very surprised with. I was like, ooh, that's got some good creep factor here. And again, a couple good jump scares. Decent pace, but I will say when we get to the imaginary lore and these characters and creatures, what have you, I wish we got to that quicker and I wish there was more of that. We do get to this part where these imaginary characters may be from. You've seen this kind of in the preview, so this is not a spoiler. But I wanted more of that. I wanted to delve more into the lore. You got the, you know, classic kooky lady who's like, oh, imaginary friends and all this. And so we kind of have that, but I would have loved more of diving into that lore and mythology of what imaginary friends may be. So I thought that was kind of a miss for me, but good ending. Honestly, I liked how kind of where it led to maybe potentially having a series or whatnot. But again, Blumhouse, they're continuing to produce really interesting content and trying to come up with some fun concept, whether we've got a killer doll, a pool that wants to kill you, or imaginary friends are real and they're evil. So another entry there, but I'm going to take some points away for having a PG-13 for some of the dialogue options. And again, I wanted more story and backstory of these imaginary characters. So I'm going to give imaginary, honestly, a 7 out of 10. Great for young teens and maybe bringing some of the kids who like a little scares but don't want to be traumatized by the lore and whatnot. This might be the film for you. So you can check out Imaginary, which is in select theaters now. And that was this edition of Potential Picks.
Thanks for listening to the Potential Podcast. You can follow us on Instagram and Facebook at The Potential Podcast or on Twitter at The Potential Pod.
Or you can email us. Send us your positive feedback and thoughts, suggestions, and more through our email, thepotentialpodcast@yahoo.com.
I'm your host, Chris Dewar.
And I'm your host, Taylor Sokol.
Stay tuned for more episodes on pop culture,
entertainment,
and nerdom. And remember, know your potential.